A new study out today shows that most American public schools still haven't recovered from the recession, which technically ended back in 2009. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities reports that 34 states are spending less per child on schools now than they were 6 years ago. And that's meant larger classes, fewer programs, and in some cases, a shorter school year. In Georgia, two-thirds of schools have shortened the school year below the traditional 180 days. Michael Leachman is Director of State Fiscal Research for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show.
First of all, explain the findings of your report in a nutshell. Who's really hurting nationwide?
Well, schools, and therefore kids and our economy in the future. States' new budgets are providing less per student funding for their K-12 schools than they did 6 years ago, often far less. We found that at least 34 of the states, that's about two-thirds of the states, are providing less funding per student for the current school year than they did before the recession hit.
And Michael, I see that Oklahoma leads the pack, spending almost 23% less per student than it did before the recession.
That's right. The cuts in the states with the deepest cuts are really startling. Oklahoma at nearly 23%. Alabama has cut its funding by 20%. There's 13 states that have cut per student funding by more than 10%.
And it seems to make a lot of sense that some cuts would have happened after the Great Recession. But it seems that the remarkable finding that you're showing here is that there hasn't been that much of a recovery.
That's right. We're hearing lots of reports that state budget problems are easing, but despite the fact that most states are seeing some modest increases in tax revenues, schools in around a third of states are entering the new school year with less state funding than they had last year.
You know, we mentioned Oklahoma at 23% less, and this is inflation adjusted, I have to say, spending
Correct.
This year than it did back in 2008. I'm looking at Idaho, 16% less, Wisconsin, 15.3%. Several of these states have also introduced tax cuts at the same period of time that you're looking at regarding school spending.
Yeah, that's right. If you look at the seven states that have cut their per student funding by more than 15%, five of those seven states have cut personal or corporate income taxes since the recession hit, making their revenue problems even more challenging.
And I wonder, how does the housing crisis play into all this? Because I imagine in many, many school districts or in many states, property taxes are a fundamental part of how they pay for schools.
Yeah, that's right. And this is a problem because when the state cuts funding, local governments aren't in a very good position to raise local revenues to make up for the lost state funds. So localities this year are collecting about 2% less in property tax revenue than they did last year after adjusting for inflation. And it just that combined with the political difficulties of raising property taxes just makes it very hard for state for it means that when states cut funding, it's very likely to lead to cuts in schools that harm the educational experiences of children and the economy as well.
So I should note that we've been talking about the 34 states that have been making deep cuts to per pupil spending since the recession. But on the other hand, that means 16 states have been increasing spending from slightly to significantly. And you make the point in this new study that all of this is coming at a time where there's ever greater political push to, you know, expand education in terms of science, engineering, technology, that American children have to compete on a global scale, that the focus on education is as intense as it's ever been.
Yeah, that's right. It's very clear and I think well understood that we really need to have a well-educated workforce. We need to have people who have the technological and analytical skills to be able to create the companies that will drive the economy in the future. So these sorts of investments now in our K-12 schools are really crucial for all of us.
But given that, I wonder, on the ground in a place like Oklahoma that's spending almost 25% less today than it did in 2007 on each individual student in a public school there, what does it look like in schools in places like that? How have they had to cope?
Yeah. So in Oklahoma, they've waived they had a class size limit in place because we understand that smaller class sizes can boost achievement. They waived the class size limit. They've also cut AP programs, career training programs. They've cut hundreds of teacher jobs. And you see similar sorts of things in other states. For example, in Los Angeles and Philadelphia, the school districts have significantly scaled back summer school programs. We know that increasing student learning time is another research well proven way of improving achievement.
That's Michael Leachman, Director of State Fiscal Research for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, we want to know what you're seeing in your local district. Has school spending recovered since the recession? Let us know at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.